Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here toll-free. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, some good news out of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Chris, you got a story about passwords on devices and forcing people to give them up. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Because we've been talking about the police here tonight and knowing your rights and asserting your rights and recording the police. We're going to get a little bit further into a critique of activism from the state of New Hampshire's top newspaper, the Union Leader, which seems to kind of go in different directions at different times. There doesn't seem to be any kind of editorial consistency with the board, because the very same editors who purportedly wrote this, because remember, with an editorial in a newspaper that supposedly represents the viewpoints of all of the editors of the newspaper, however many of them there are, that they all, that they're unsigned because they all have supposedly signed off on it. And so on one hand, you've got this critical piece that we've barely gotten into about so-called free staters or liberty activists interfering with DUI checkpoints. But on the other hand, the very same editorial board endorsed you, nobody, for mayor of Keene.
Yeah, although I suspect it was somewhat of a tongue-in-cheek endorsement. But yeah, they did. And they've been friendly to some other things. I mean, their coverage of the 420 rally was essential toward getting it going. If they had been dismissive of it or ignored it, it might not have turned into
same thing was true with the Robin Hood case and the fucking great story. And you know, so the Union Leader has covered a lot of the stuff we've done.
I think one of the things you guys have to remember is that you've got people on the right, you've got people on the left, and some of the people on the right and some of the people on some of the issues, at least, they both sides will support you, right?
That's
it just depends on which one. So regardless of, some of the things they probably do support and some of the things that they just don't.
Yeah. The other thing is you've got left authoritarians and right authoritarians, but you also have left libertarians and right libertarians, using libertarian in the kind of spectrum, not the Boolean sense. So, so that makes a difference too. Sometimes the libertarian left and the libertarian right have more in common with each other than they have in common with their supposed side of the political spectrum.
So let me share more from this critique headline: Free State Follies Interfering at DWI Stops Isn't Funny. They say, we hold no brief for the self-styled free state activists who enjoy getting in the
face.
We
hold no brief?
I've never heard that before. I don't know what that means.
You know, one thing I have to say before we continue is I'm a little bit, one of the things I'm a little bit annoyed about is the way the Union Leader portrayed me as a free stater, even though I never said anything to that effect.
Wait, you're not a free stater?
Well, I am, but that's not
True.
Right, and I'm not saying I'm not. All I'm saying is that's not what I told them. That's not what I and they basically just they put words on me, and what I was doing was not activism, and they're kind of labeling it
was activism.
Well, you were out doing activism when this whole thing happened. You were swinging a sign at the DUI checkpoint.
I was filming the checkpoint.
He was filming.
But I wasn't doing activism,
okay.
Right? Like I wasn't out
that's
there.
That's activism, dude. If you go out to record the police at a DUI checkpoint, unless you're there with the mainstream media for some reason, you're there as an activist.
If you're not a member of the club, you're doing activism
but
whether you know it or not.
Why is it that just because I support what the activists are doing, that you have to label me an activist in that particular
situation,
right?
In the video...
Because you're there doing activism,
bro.
Come on.
Let me remind you of what happened 10 seconds before you got arrested, where we weren't there very long before the arrest happened.
We were
there for 2 minutes on the side of the street. And as we're walking sort of toward this or around this checkpoint, I say to you, what we really need to do is see if, I'm paraphrasing here. I say something like, the real test is to see if they come at you for trying to cross into the median. I suggested
what you ended up, you were like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then you went and you crossed into the media.
So, you were wearing your come at me, bro, t-shirt.
Hold on. So you did say something about jaywalking, but at the same time, I kind of laughed in my head, at least, mm-hmm. because I'm like, well, it's not jaywalking.
Yeah.
And I knew that before I crossed the street, right? So, like, I mean, sure.
What is jaywalking?
Well, it's not, okay, so New Hampshire doesn't have a jaywalking law. They do have laws under certain circumstances where you can't cross the street, but I had already known,
So they charge you with disorderly conduct blocking traffic?
Well, they did charge me with trying to cross the street, but that's not, it wasn't.
And disorderly conduct.
And disorderly conduct, but there was, neither of those charges had any merit because I didn't actually break the law on crossing the street for New Hampshire, which is only under certain specific situations.
That wasn't charged.
You have to be blocking traffic for the, for the disorderly.
And if you actually look at the charge, the full charge was something about blocking traffic with the crossing the street thing anyway. So I think is what it was. But anyway, the point is that it was obviously
not. And the funny thing is, you're
going
over there to bust their balls because they're blocking traffic.
They are. Yeah. They're exempted from their ordinances.
Yeah. Exemptions
for that. But what I was going through my mind at the time didn't have anything to do with jaywalking. My thought was, are they going to come at you because you got closer, right? Because
we knew they had they were going to harass me. I did not figure they would arrest me.
I didn't know they were going to arrest you either. I thought they were just going to yell at you or whatever.
I figured that's what they would yell at me because, I mean, that's just what cops do. But I didn't think they would arrest me.
You thought if you stood your ground, they'd back down.
I honestly thought they'd back down.
But that's activism, dude, okay? That whole thing.
That's standing up for my rights.
That's not activism.
Activism
is
standing up for your rights is activism.
Okay, a thing
it is, because
not
it's when they are held to account that they change.
Right.
Okay, I mean,
activism is putting yourself out there for the purpose of trying to change things. Right? That's what activists do.
It's like the verb of not being a coward.
Back of a moment. I did not think that they would actually arrest me, right? So, like,
that's okay.
I don't think that it's fair to say I was doing activism.
You don't have to get arrested to be doing activism.
Right. I agree. 99%
of the activism I've done, I didn't get popped.
Sure. And I agree with that. Like, I'm not saying that activism involves getting arrested. Obviously not. I think the people who were actually protesting it were doing activism. But I don't necessarily think crossing the street and filming cops is activism.
Okay. Well, I
disagree. It's not necessarily civil disobedience. If you believe it to be legal, it's not civil disobedience.
And that's exactly the point that I'm making.
But
it's not civil
cop blocking is perfectly legal,
it's
and
activism.
Cop blocking is activism.
Cop blocking is activism, but I wasn't
it's just
cop
not
blocking.
Civil disobedience.
We were not they're cop blocking. We were not there protesting. We were there filming.
Cop blocking is not a protest.
I didn't say cop blocking was protesting. I said or protesting.
Okay.
Okay.
So there were people
there
protesting.
To me, if you go up and you film.
We were there filming.
To me, if you go up and you film police, that's cop blocking.
I would say cop blocking is you going to the police, not...
You did go to the police.
You did. You crossed
the
street.
They were on one side of
the
street. You were on the other. Why did the hippie cross the road?
Just take the credit, dude. Stop trying to say you're not being an activist.
I've been cop blocking many times, and that's not what I would call cop blocking.
I would agree with you. Cop watching is where you record the police. Cop blocking is where you insert yourself in some way to a situation. So if somebody
that generates confusion because there is an organization called Cop Watch and another one called Cop Block.
And the reason why.
And they do pretty much the same thing. Really?
No. The reason why Cop Block was created was because they didn't think Cop Watch went far enough. So with Cop Watch, the rule is you're not supposed to insert yourself in any way. You're just supposed to observe. Cop Block is where you might say to somebody who's been pulled over, hey, you know you don't have to answer their questions. You know, just kind of insert in some way yourself into that situation to increase the, you know, the rights of the person or their knowledge of their rights.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever actually been cop blocking based on that definition then. Because every time I've ever interacted, I've only ever filmed.
That would be a cop block. If you've questioned them while filming, that would be a cop block. And you've definitely questioned the police while filming, so I'll give you that. Look, take the credit, dude.
But they would have come to us, not the other way around. Right?
Anybody who turns a camera on a cop is doing activism. And the reason for that is because it's unusual. If it were true that everyone who was pulled over turned a camera on the cops, then it would be completely normal. It would be what is expected. An activist goes above and beyond what is considered to be normal with the intention of trying to hold to account and change things in the future.
And there is some risk involved. More than one person has been shot because a cop couldn't telephone from a gun.
So they claim.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's more coming up here. 855, 450, free. You got two activists in the studio telling you you're an activist. Just go ahead and
I'm not denying being an activist.
In that case, you were denying it.
No, I said I wasn't doing activism then.
We're saying you were.
I disagree.
And so just take the compliment. There's more coming up here. 855, 450, free. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Do you have a qualified plan? An IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us in real life at the upcoming festival, summertime of 2020, Fork Fest. It's going to be the fourth year of ForkFest, and this coming year is going to be the biggest one. Now, we have no way of actually measuring any ticket sales because there are no tickets. There's no central organization. There's no bureaucrats. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. It's just libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists, liberty-loving folks coming together in the same campground. It's Rogers Campground in the North White Mountains of New Hampshire. Beautiful location, and just having a good time for a week together with one another. In fact, it is going to be a week-long event, so it's expanding its length in 2020. So it'll be longer than it was in 2019. It's moving to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival instead of before, so there's actually two festivals happening sort of together with one another. 1 week, it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then following it, it'll be ForkFest 2020. Now, the Porcupine...
Are they doing SporkFest before?
I don't know if they have announced anything about ForkFest.
Or after, because last year they had SporkFest after ForkFest and ForkFest before. But
they did, yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with SporkFest, if anything, this year.
I don't know either. There was like 8 people at SporkFest. So, I mean, it was just some people hanging out in Jack Shimmick's trailer, basically.
Yeah,
that's what,
yeah.
what it ended up being.
Oh, and probably some people hung over out on the lot just going, oh, my God, I can't do it anymore.
Perhaps so. but ForkFest is the one that gets the promotion, so that's what we're talking about here. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about it. It is... an unofficial website for an event that has really nothing official to it whatsoever. But there are some dates that some people are going to be going, and so you might want to consider marking this on your calendar. June 29th until July 5th. So, yep, that's right. ForkFest 2020 includes Independence Day in 2020 for the very first time ever. I think it's going to be a big deal because, well, it was bigger this year than it was in 2018, and so it's probably just going to get bigger because people are hearing good things about it. I've heard some people saying they wanted to come this year, but they couldn't make it, so they're definitely going to attend in 2020. So, I mean, everything I think is going to be bigger and better in 2020 about ForkFest. So if you've missed it previously, you probably don't want to miss this one. ForkFest 2020, June 29th until the 5th. Again, no tickets. Just get your camping or RV or motel room from Rogers Campground. And we'll see you there, because Free Talk Live will be there, and we'll be broadcasting from the event. ForkFest.party, there's a Telegram chat room in there, and also a forum if you want to connect with other ForkFesters. Let's go to Jim in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim?
I guess is his name.
Hi, you're on the air. What was that?
Yeah. Buttigieg, is that his name?
One of these politicians, I've heard that name before. He's one of those Democratic guys, right?
Yeah. I
what
think
about
he
him?
Could be elected president of Sodom and Gomorrah. And for me, it's hard to believe this country is rotten enough now they would vote for a depraved pervert to be their leader. You know, God sets up nations.
Now, hold on. What is it you say he's a pervert? I don't know much about this guy. What is it that, you know, you're referring to?
He's a filthy homosexual pervert. Do you understand that?
How do you know if he's filthy?
Who cares?
Are you saying he doesn't bathe?
I'm saying the acts that he does is he's filthy. He, you know what he does with other men.
No, I don't know what he does.
I'm not disturbed. It sounds like you're disturbed.
He's depraved. He's an abomination.
Wait, are you saying that all gay people are filthy? Because most of the ones I know are very clean. They take showers regularly.
They're like cats.
Like a pedophile. Just like a pedophile. The things they do are their
pedophile.
Filthy.
That's a completely different thing.
Are you calling from prison by chance?
They degrade their own bodies. You understand that?
No, I don't understand that. So you're actually on the show right now.
How do you feel about heterosexual
sex? You'll figure it out.
Well, I've got questions for you. I'm just trying to understand, you know, where you're coming from on this. Now, I'm not a gay man, but there's at least one of them in the studio here with me tonight, and I think at least one bisexual in the studio.
Yeah, technically pansexual. It's whatever falls in my pants.
They degrade their body. They degrade their body. You quit laughing. I can explain it to you. They degrade their bodies. They're abomination. They degrade their own bodies. They're depraved. They leave the natural use of the woman.
What do you mean by
that? They're unnatural. They're filthy.
That's not true, sir. They're plenty natural.
What do you mean by degrade?
Are you saying they're GMO? Are gay people GMO?
I'd like to hear his answer to Chris's question.
How do gay men or women degrade their body?
Because of the unnatural acts that they perform on each other, you moron. What are you stupid?
Well, that's not very nice.
You're not burdened with an overabundance of education, are you, bro?
So what defines what's natural and what's not?
Your proof. Hey, You just proved my point. This country has gotten so rotten, there's guys like you don't even know right from wrong anymore. You got that?
What is wrong about loving somebody?
I think I was mistaken about asking if you called from prison. It's more like a mental hospital.
Maybe Westboro Baptist.
Look, yeah. I mean, don't lower yourself to his level by insulting. What is wrong with loving somebody, whether they're the same gender or not, sir?
I didn't say you couldn't love you. You can love your brother. It's the unnatural, filthy acts that they perform on each other.
How do you take
that?
The guy seriously?
You know what
like,
is all sex
filthy to you?
You know what sodomy is?
How do you know that all gay men commit sodomy, sir?
You understand that? Are you a pervert? You must be a pervert yourself.
Jim, I'm trying to ask you a question. Jim, are you just here to shout or do you want to have a conversation? Because I want to know, are you just presuming?
Are you just jumping to
a conclusion that all gay men engage in anal sex? Is that what you're jumping to that conclusion?
Well, actually, oral sex is sodomy as well.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That or other unnatural acts. Do you know what it is?
So how do you determine what's the difference between a natural sexual act and an unnatural sexual act?
The way God intended it, for a man and a woman.
Did God tell you?
Okay. You do realize that your God is just a lie, right?
Write his word, which you better believe, and you will answer to someday.
Is it also unnatural when two animals of the same gender have sex with one another?
That's a lie.
I've seen video.
Yeah, they actually wouldn't report
intentionally. Is that what you were looking for?
Penguins actually go further. They actually have sex with other dead animals.
Hey, one more thing before I hang up. You just proved my point. This country has gotten so rotten and so low that guys like you don't even know the difference between right and wrong and good and evil. You understand that?
Is somebody been hurt in it?
Well, why don't you move
way?
To Africa, bro? Because there they really don't like that kind of thing. They seem to
they put people to death, which is wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. But I'd rather have him there than here. So if that's what you're into, please go somewhere more hateful.
You
won't miss you at all.
Hey, you sound like a filthy homosexual. Is that what you are, you pervert?
Really? Now, is that a matter of timber or tone? How exactly do
you can laugh
how can you tell how dirty somebody is by the sound of their voice?
This guy's kind of funny, actually.
He's hilarious.
This is just, is he serious?
Are you a member of the Westboro Baptist Church?
He's seriously thinking a lot about sex with men. This guy thinks
he's
a lot.
He's kind of obsessed, isn't he?
You hear it all the time on the radio. The perverts have their parade.
You think about it so much, you had to call a talk radio show about it. It was on your mind. You wanted to talk to other men about sex with men.
Sounds like a positive homosexual, probably.
I bet that's what he is.
Brought up in their religious environment.
They do that unnatural stuff right in front of little kids. They don't care. They're perverts. What about a pedophile? Is that unnatural? Is that okay, too?
Thank you for the call tonight, Jim. Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
I didn't think there were people out there like that.
There really are people like that.
Where was he from?
Iowa.
Iowa. Okay, I was thinking maybe Kansas. But, yeah, Iowa's close enough.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Wow. You can share your thoughts on whatever you want.
Yeah, he's out again.
And he's been thinking real hard.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants to see the age limit raised to 21 for all tobacco products, including vaping juice and devices. During a forum at the White House, the president says he believes prohibition often leads to creation of less safe products from the black market.
If you don't give it to them, it's going to come here illegally.
Yes,
okay,
right.
They're going to make it. But instead of Reynolds or Juul or, legitimate companies, good companies making something that's safe, they're going to be selling stuff on a street corner that could be horrible.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is filing to put his name on the ballot for the South Carolina primary. Now, while he was in South Carolina, he was asked about a pending paternity suit regarding his son, Hunter.
No, that's a private matter. I have no comment.
Thank you guys. This is all the time we have. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, you know, I guess I should say not quite anything you want. I mean, we can't talk about sex in detail. Like, you can't you can't get into the pandering, if they would call it pandering, to the lowest common denominator. So you can talk about your sexual predilections, like that last guy that called in who was really super interested in talking about how much he hates gays because, well, he thinks a lot about them. But we can't, like, talk about the details of the acts involved in those things. We can sort of dance around it, but because there's all these pesky FCC rules about what they call obscenity and indecency, and there's certain lines we can't cross.
You can say Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yep, you can say most anything you want to, as long as it doesn't cross those FCC lines, and we'll let it go here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Nobody.
So, also want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. This is a place where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, and you can do it globally on a variety of different payment methods. Some of those payment methods are higher risk than others. If you're going to be selling Bitcoin Cash, you need to do your due diligence and find out which are the higher risk methods versus the safer ones. If you're buying Bitcoin Cash, you don't have as much to really worry about, especially if you're buying from somebody that's got a reputation on the site, that's got some sales under their belt. As long as you're buying from somebody that has a good reputation, you're pretty much safe to do that. At local.bitcoin.com, get on over there. One of the most important things about the site that really sets it apart from the competition is there are no ID requirements in order to sign up for or to use the site. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com. www.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. I'll get back into this editorial piece targeting liberty activists for getting involved in DUI or DWI checkpoints, but we've got Olivia on the line right now, first in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, epic show tonight, guys. But,
thanks.
You know, the problem with videotaping cops while they work is that if you do that, then their body cams can't malfunction at key moments. And then
so true.
You know,
let us fill in that blank for you.
Yeah. And you know, if you have that evidence, their chance of getting convicted goes up by like 1%. So we can't have that, right?
Yeah, the cops definitely are very uncomfortable of independently operated cameras being around. They don't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
But too bad.
but I got in a discussion with a family member. Oh, by the way, the last caller, unfortunately, there are people like that out there. There's family members that I've had to disown who literally sound just like that guy.
That's so sad.
But, I got in a discussion with somebody about anarchy. They were like, why do you say you're an anarchist? And I was like, because government is horribly corrupt. And we kind of went down that trail. This happened like yesterday. And they asked a good question that I want to ask you guys about. But it was so funny because at that moment we're driving. Well, okay. So they talked about how, government should be local. And, you know, like at the city level. And as we're driving, we're actually driving through an area of the country where it's like out of the city limits and there's nothing out there. And I was like, there's no city government here. Where are the arsonists? Where are the gangs of burglars? You know, that guy has an RV in his driveway and a boat. Oh, my gosh, the world's going to implode. Oh, wait, no. You know, I tried to be polite, but it was just And he was like, well, you know, some people don't want to live that way. I'm like, that it doesn't matter if I have a million people who side with me on, you know, you shouldn't be able to live your life a certain way. Your rights end where the other person begins. And so I tried to have that conversation. But one thing that they asked was, what about a military to protect from countries like the communist Chinese and things like that? And I really didn't have an answer. So I was wondering what you guys thought.
My answer to that would be, first off, that's why we need AR-15s, and why we need M-16s, and why we need M-50s. And, you know, there's very little, I think, that cannot be handled by militias and neighborhood watches and mutual aid societies and things like that, and also private professional security. And one would expect that yes, they would cooperate in the chance of an invasion, but we don't need a standing army.
In fact, there wasn't one. Originally, constitutionally, there was no standing army. They had to form it at the time that it was needed, and then eventually they just stopped disbanding it. They kept authorizing over and over to continue.
Well, the thing is, they could authorize an army for up to 2 years at a time, so just every 2 years they reauthorize it. But they still have to do that.
Yes.
Wow.
You've heard of the author, what do they call it, the Authorization Acts or something like that? There's a certain
title. Reminds me of the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
It's called like the Military Authorization Act or something like that. I know that's not the exact term for it, but every couple years.
So I guess there's no hope to getting rid of the Patriot Act then, because they do the same damn thing with it.
In fact, they just redid
they just redid it.
Yeah, they slipped it into the budget. Kudos to Amash, who was the one person who objected
to
that.
Really? Only one person?
Amash, I don't know, he was the only one, but he was the one who I heard objecting to it when everybody else was talking about the impeachment. And it's like, well, reauthorizing the Patriot Act, that's pretty important.
There is the old apocryphal quote that is, I don't know who actually originally said it, but it's attributed to, I think it's Admiral Yamamoto, and he didn't apparently say this, but the reason why the Japanese didn't want to invade the American mainland was because there was a rifle behind every blade of grass. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't, he wasn't talking about the military. He was talking about the individuals in the United States who own guns and who weren't afraid to use them to defend themselves. That kept them out.
Well, we're afraid, but would do it anyway.
Yeah, so so that's kind of the short answer there. And then to give a little bit more on, like, well, what about, you know, missiles that are that might be shot? Because, like, it's one thing to say, well, you've got guns, but what about big weapons that these other governments might have? And I would say if there's a demand for missile defense, then let people pay for it on their own volition. Let people come together and raise money and pay for those sorts of things.
Yeah, it's not like it's the sort of thing that people are going to buy on their own anyways. Things are expensive. So it's going to be a group of people with some sort of board, probably.
Well, you can't assume that just because you don't have a government where you are that nobody has a government anywhere. My assumption is that... you know, the first anarchist society will be a small piece of land in a world that's mostly governed, unless it comes about as the result of, you know, say a giant meteor or EMP or something like that.
I don't necessarily think like having some self defense like is a bad thing. Like it's just that it shouldn't be forced upon us in terms of use of violence by the the government, so to speak.
Yeah, because once they can force you to pay for it, then they can go send them overseas to do things you don't want done, and you can't stop paying.
And force you to pay any price. I mean, you said it's expensive, but I bet you the price would come down if there were actually competition in the marketplace for those sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe, yeah. I don't necessarily know that the government's producing it anyway.
No, they're not producing it, but they are hiring contractors. And as you know, whenever you are a contractor for the government, you can charge more for the things that you're making for them.
Yeah, I mean,
you know this. You've gotten some government contracts.
Absolutely. No question about it.
So, Olivia, does that answer your question?
It does for the most part. I have heard that government contractors way pad their prices because they can, but I did want to know more about, like, okay, stealth bombers and, you know, napalming entire sections of the country and nuclear bombs. How do you defend against that with just
surface-to-air missiles or something like that? I mean, again, you could have a group of people come together to voluntarily fund defense systems like that.
And I will definitely be funding a defense system if the government goes away.
And the other thing that I would encourage people to do in a case like that would be assassination markets. You know, if you assassinate the opposing tyrant, then you've solved the problem, and the next tyrant's going to think twice.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, there's more coming up here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And by the way, the things like the dark web allow assassination markets and anonymous cryptocurrencies can really make those things possible. There's more coming up.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. Number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And I do have a story about that Patriot Act reauthorization here that we mentioned in the last segment. We can talk about that, but we never got through this. We barely even got into a sentence into this union leader editorial attacking liberty activists like those of us here in the studio who have migrated to New Hampshire as part of a migration. The Free State Project is part of it. There's a larger migration than that, though, of people who care about freedom just moving to New Hampshire and getting active here to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. You can go to move.shiresociety.com to learn more about that. That's move.shiresociety.com. And I do want to say thank you to Sean Sullivan, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Sean contributes $5 a month to the AMP program, which means AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, to bring new internet listeners on board with the show. In fact, we just added a new station. I've not yet welcomed them on the air because I'm not yet sure which hour of the show they're taking. They're taking 1 hour per day, and they're doing what they call in the business delay broadcast. So it's played back the next day. But they're playing us actually from 11 a.m. to noon. So we're the midday show on a radio station in Kentucky. So once I figure out which hour of the show they're taking, we'll welcome them officially because, you know, I want to say hello if they're actually listening.
Well, hey, if you don't get all 3 hours or you don't get Free Talk Live every night, be sure to check out dlive.lrn.fm or cam.lrn.fm. There's lots of ways to catch the show if you can't get it on the radio all the time.
Absolutely true. So we're going to continue here. Let's get back into the story, the attack hit piece against liberty activists. Actually, Dave Ridley brought this up tonight when he called in. I didn't even know this editorial existed, so it's the first I've seen of it. But they're upset at the Union Leader, the number one newspaper in New Hampshire. And by the way, in case I didn't mention, if you want to join the AMP program like Sean Sullivan, go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. I certainly would appreciate it. It makes a big difference to know that people actually support what we do here directly and helping us get on more radio stations. We got over 200 right now. We can do more thanks to listeners like Sean. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. All right, so well, we got through one sentence of this thing here from November 17th in the editorial section. They say, we hold no brief for the self-styled free...
Whatever that means.
Free state activists who enjoy getting in the face of law enforcement officers. Well, actually... I actually would enjoy avoiding law enforcement.
Yeah.
I prefer to not actually be have a law enforcement officer in my face. I'd like.
I got to admit, though, when I do get in their face, I kind of enjoy it. So.
Yeah, but you don't ever go up
you
to.
You don't go to. You never. I want to know one activist who's ever gone up to an officer and gone
in their face.
Because
no, it doesn't
you
happen.
Don't do that. If you were to do that, you would be probably like attacked in some way with their baton.
Oh, they get
or
very
a gun
frightened
or something like that. You cannot even get close to a cop on the street. They will tell you back up. They will literally tell you to go a block away.
They shouted at you when you crossed to a median and you got, you know, a little closer to
them. Came to me. They had to cross. They had to come at least as far as I had to walk
to them.
To them.
Yeah, and that's what they're referring to here. They're referring to the video, to the incident, which I presume they didn't even watch the video, or when they watched
it. Because they have a certain perspective and they're going to warp it in that perspective.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's a lie. It's wrong.
But in the video, and you're right, if you don't have this preconceived notion that the cops are doing everything right and the activists are bad, and you come into this video and you watch what happens, it's crystal clear. Mm-hmm. And it happened to you, Chris. Yep. You crossed from one side of what was at least a four-lane highway,
yeah.
Or not highway, but road in downtown Manchester.
It's a road.
There were at least two lanes on each side of the, you know, the road.
Yep.
The cops had shut down the westbound lane, the two westbound lanes for the DUI checkpoint.
Bridge Street.
Yep.
Okay.
And then on the other side, so the eastbound lanes, we were there on the other side, and you started crossing towards the median. I followed you. I was also crossing toward the median, but you were the first person to go. And they start shouting at you.
Which is funny because... He said that, you know, you can't cross here, go down and cross over there, but you couldn't cross over there because that side of the road they had closed off illegally.
They had shut down the sidewalk, actually, is what you're referring to.
Right.
And what he said was when, you were crossing, he bellows out something like, get back across the road, and you know, get up back where you belong, or something like that. Something very condescending, something very rude, and they're trying to tell you to turn around as they start coming towards you.
Yeah,
you were not going up towards them. You were going to stop on the median.
When they started yelling, I had already basically reached the median.
Pretty much.
It's not quite a median, but it's basically
a median. There's a concrete thing.
I think there's a legal definition for median. That's
an island.
It's not quite a median.
Okay, whatever
but,
it is.
Yeah.
You can stand on it and not get hit by cars.
Exactly. And I bet if it was like, mainstream media, they probably wouldn't have had a problem with it. But because it wasn't, they didn't like it.
Yeah, it would be interesting to, you know, have...
If you look at the video, they came across, they've identified us already, and they even broadcasted it over their radio.
Did they?
Yeah, they broadcasted, they said Chris on the radio before I even crossed the street. Somebody recorded that.
Really?
Yeah, I actually have an audio recording of it. It should have been on the flash drive that I gave you, actually.
Oh, interesting. I didn't notice.
Yeah, so they had already identified us. So anybody who's saying, well, they don't know who you are or what you have in your hand, that's nonsense. If you look at the video, he's actually walking down, the guy who crossed the street, the first cop that came over, went across the street, walked right past us, and then started to go down to a highway, walked down a long staircase, and at the bottom of the staircase, if you had opened the door, you would have been literally on the highway, like an actual highway.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I wondered what was down there.
You can see from the video that there's cars passing by, and so there obviously it doesn't go anywhere, and if he had actually tried, he would have gotten himself killed probably.
Yeah.
Because
he went down there to scope us out, right?
And he turned around right away.
Yeah.
So it's very obvious that once he realized that, I don't know, I guess once he realized that there, like, he couldn't continue down the staircase, you know, or I don't know what he was thinking. Like, did he think that we weren't going to notice? I at least noticed it. I don't know if you noticed it at the time, but
we both noticed him go over.
Okay.
It's in the video.
Well, right. I certainly noticed it. And I was just like, and I'm pretty sure we may have even
commented about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was just.
It's in the video.
Yeah. But the reason I bring this up is because of so many people have made negative comments about how, like, well, they don't know who you are. They don't know what you had in your hand.
Yeah.
And it's like, they did know what we had in our hand because they had already identified us before either of us across the street.
And at one point, the officer who accosted you and got in your face, by the way, this guy closes a 50-foot gap between you and him and gets literally right up in your face, then later accuses you of getting in his face.
Yeah.
And in his sworn affidavit, the police report, he claims that he was worried that you were going to hit him with your video camera, but says nothing about mag light that you had in your other hand.
One thing I'd say about that is they're trained to use those mag lights
as weapons. Right.
So there's absolutely no excuse.
They know they can be used as a weapon.
There's no question about the fact that the cop was targeting the camera because of the video and not because like he thought it was a weapon of some kind.
Yeah.
He lied. The cop lied
on his sworn affidavit.
The reason that's
and
actually
we caught him
it's part of the reason that, and this is what Seth was quoted in the Union Leader as saying, is the reason they dropped the criminal charges was because what he swore to didn't match with what was on the video.
Right.
So
busted.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
badge number one.
We're number one.
He was badge number one.
Yeah,
literally badge number one.
Robert Harrington, and we've had a previous interaction with him, and when I say we, I mean activists in general, me and Derek J. Freeman.
Violating people's rights again, then people not doing anything, and he just goes up and... Yeah, go ahead.
Derek J. Freeman, during Derek J.'s victimless crime spree, we were in Derek's car in Manchester for some reason, and Ademo was there, Kate, and Derek and I, and this cop had pulled us over, and he actually pops open Derek's driver's side door at one point. Obviously, he wanted to get a whiff, I think, of what was happening in the car. I think that was his reason.
These cops have no problem violating your rights.
Yeah, and we called him out for it, and we got all over his case for it. Derek actually posted the video on the Cop Block YouTube channel, and the thing got shared, and it got like 600,000 views.
Wow.
And of course, there's plenty of people who commented very negatively, like, how dare you be mean to that cop, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't talk back. You should have a right to do this and that. And you know what? People have a right to say whatever they want to, but there's all...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, back
that
to...
That doesn't make them right, though.
Yeah, that's right. And back to the story here from the Union Leader. So now we're going to get into the meat of what their critique is, besides claiming we're getting in their cop's face, which is false. In an age when drunken, drugged driving appears to be on the upswing...
We already know for a fact, and the cops have admitted this in the State House and in quotes by the paper itself, that the DWI checkpoints are less effective than roaming patrols, and they have funding for either roaming patrols or the DWI checkpoints. There's no reason for them to be doing these DWI checkpoints.
Yeah, they almost never actually catch drunk people at them.
Yeah.
Almost never. It's like... moving vehicle violations, or somebody's got some weed.
Yeah,
those are really the only.
And they're not allowed to do that. Actually,
the up here. This is free.
Doesn't permit that.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize. Just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com. And it's a place you can send any business. And they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.